Geelong's very own drive show.
We built up a bit of a friendship.
Most spectacularly average.
Be honest with me right now, Josh.
Debbie and Josh.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
K-Rock 955.
Oh, another show done and dusted.
That's right. Yeah. You know, lots of fun times with you, my pal.
That's right. What did we do today? We tested out the Herbie alarm, which was a bit of fun.
Well, you've decided to bring this into the show.
Me? It's a computer definitely, warning system.
It definitely wasn't me.
People wanted to get it done.
Did they?
Yeah, it wasn't just me. It was not just me at all.
It's a big alarm system you're trying
to
introduce.
It is, and it works, didn't it? So you set you. Like,
I'll tell you what was nice, having ads from the newsroom.
Oh, yeah, Phil.
For Cheap Tuesday instead of Louis.
He's just a good dude. What about his impersonation of Louis Zappa?
Oh, my.
I thought that was pretty spot on.
Spot on. Spot on.
Learned some weird stuff about funerals.
Yeah, deaths back in the day, they were crazy. It was, you know what? A lot happened.
A lot of fun. You can listen to it all right now. And I want to take you back, Herbie, to yesterday, where you told me a story about how you react very quickly and sometimes over
yes.
nothing. You were sad and got very angry where you said that you fell to the ground. You're on your knees pleading with whoever it might be because you didn't get a dim sim.
Well, no, you've missed parts. First, they forgot about our order. And then when they put our order in, then when we opened it, they'd forgot the dim sim. But so two levels of frustration. First, I was upset. Yeah. And then I was furious. I blacklisted them. Mm. Like, I had a lot of anger. But then once I had some chips.
But people discovered that you go from 0 to 100 very quickly.
Yes.
And we did say that it's for both, though. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
not just when you're angry about dim sims and someone's stuffing up your order. It's when something exciting happens and you're just over the top excited
I love
people.
I love life. I'm very passionate, Josh. I wear my heart on my sleeve. It's, some will say, my best and worst quality.
That's right. So what we've developed here at K-Rock is an alarm warning system. So this is going to let people know when Herbie's either just gone angry or happy.
No one wanted this.
There was a discussion. A lot of people. We've had to even develop our own system. That's high tech.
Okay. This is so ridiculous.
So what I've done is I just want to test it out today. So it's nothing too serious. This is just, you know.
So nothing's
we're,
happened.
We're in the beta version of the
this machine's getting me quite frustrated.
It's good.
I don't even know what it is. Just,
anyway, so what it's going to do is to let me know when you're either happy or sad.
Okay.
So I've just gone to a random topic generator. These are just random topics.
Okay.
And then basically it will either set you off or it will, you know, or not. And we'll just see if the system works. It might not work. That's the thing.
Probably
That's the
won't.
Thing with technology these days, you know?
All right.
All right, let's kick it off with babies.
I love babies.
Warning.
Herbie is about to blow.
Oh, my God!
She is happy.
Yeah, I do love babies.
Look at that smile on your face.
I sometimes think I love your daughter more than you love her, and I have only met her twice.
Impossible. Well, we know that it works.
Okay.
Let's.
No, that's fair. That's fun.
Let's see.
Gosh, I love babies. They're so cute. I saw one driving in today. Gorgeous.
There's plenty of babies around. There's no doubt about that.
And there was a little orange suit.
People with untied shoelaces.
Well, that's just you. No, I'm not.
It's all right.
I'm not that angry, but I would. I'd raise my voice and say, tie your shoes up.
The system didn't go off, so it's obviously working. You're just bubbling at the surface.
Yeah. Like, I just would have to let you know that you need to tie them up, or you're going to have a little bit of...
No, nothing there.
An accident.
Okay, good. So you're not at 100. That's good.
Okay.
That's good. All right. Podcasts.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, really. I love a good crime one, but then some people...
Okay.
Some people live for them too much. And you know what the worst thing in working in radio... That every person that meets you goes, oh, what podcast are you doing?
Yeah.
No, this is my job. I'm not doing a podcast.
This is working. This is working. It's not going off too quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Sharing with your housemates.
Showering?
Sharing.
Sharing. Yeah. I'll share. But it depends what. It depends, Josh.
What about your SodaStream bottles?
They don't use the system properly. You're supposed to use one and then the other. But they don't do that.
Everyone get out.
It's true though. Use one SodaStream and then the next. It's not that hard.
Oh, God.
The gas only makes the bubbles
I'm
so
sorry,
bubbly.
I'm clearing the area. I'm clearing the area, Herbs. It is heavy, Josh. I don't know if Heavy's going to be around much longer. She's fuming.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, death. It is inevitable. We're all going to die at some stage.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a good one to accept, isn't it? Because it makes you experience life
That's
at its
it.
Fullest.
The journey to death, you could say.
I'd say, you know, journey of life, probably. But
once
just me, but that's, you know, I'm the optimist of the group, clearly.
Once we do pass away, these days there's some certain traditions. Mm. I mean, most people have a funeral, you'll mourn, but you'll also look back at someone's life.
That's right. Remember we talked about the people in is it the Philippines that did that one off the cliff where that, yeah, some
yes.
weird stuff.
Interesting traditions. Mm. But there's a historian that's come out today and has taken a look back at what happened back in the Victorian era.
Right.
And their death traditions. It's a little grim, some of them.
Jeez. No wonder you're so dark at the moment.
So when you go to a funeral, majority of the time, a lot of people wear black.
Yeah.
But these days, you're seeing more and more colour, which I think is quite nice.
Well, yeah, it's a celebration, isn't it?
That's it.
You're celebrating their life.
I do like when someone requests, like, say at my funeral, I don't want you to wear this colour. And then you get to the funeral and you're like, gosh, it's great.
But how are they going to know?
Well, you know, you're passing. You know you're going to die.
If you request that, can you wear black? I'll be like, oh, probably not today.
But back in the Vic era, Victorian widows had to wear black attire for a full 2 years.
Really?
Yep. They had to wear a veil to cover their face when they left their house. And they just had to keep doing that for 2 years.
It's a long time. That's unfortunate. Why? Was it just to be sure?
That you really miss them, I guess.
That you're mourning them enough, okay.
I know.
I want
to have a lot of black clothing. Another thing that they did, which I find quite odd, hair jewelry. So they would have a dead person's hair in your jewelry. Maybe in a clip that you'd wear on your hair, or you'd have it in a necklace.
So you'd have some of, I'd have some of your hair on my head.
If I passed away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you would carry it around with you.
For how long?
Well, it's just what you'd like to have. You just keep that.
Oh.
It just shows that
That's
you were
odd.
Close.
Yeah.
Close to me. This one, a bit nice, I guess. Death cookies. So you know when you go to a wake, you're normally going to see an egg sandwich. I'm going to let you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Great egg sandwich at wakes. But back in the Vic era, they would have death cookies. So they had this, it was an old tradition of sin eaters in order to absorb their spirits.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have these, but then as time...
Sin eaters. So I'm just taking on your bad luck.
I guess so.
I'm just absorbing everything you've done wrong. I like it.
Large batch for you.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Normally on a Tuesday we bring Louis Zachary in, Herbie, for Cheap Tuesday, but he's
Correct.
Not here. So we've got Adam from the newsroom.
Love
Hello.
This.
I was going to say, hi, I'm Louis Zachary.
Wow.
Jeez, that was pretty close.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
I practiced it like once. In the newsroom just before, but that was about it.
I tell you what, pretty darn
good.
Could
have a new skill, Louis or not Louis.
Yeah.
it's a game.
Scrap Cheap Tuesday. Let's play this.
Brilliant.
So it's good to be back
basically
in.
Basically, you've got three movies. We just got to work out what they are. Is there any theme to this one, or you just...
There is. I would consider them the best sporting movies.
Oh, this is right up our alley, isn't it, Josh?
Oh, you'd hope so.
I thought it might have been.
Far out.
All right.
I'm going to be so annoyed if I don't get this right.
All right, let's go to the first one.
Great speech and all, Doc. You had him riveted.
Oh. But, well, we know what that is.
What?
Your secret stuff.
Have you seen... Oh, it's Space Jam. Has anyone seen a second?
No.
I haven't heard great things.
With LeBron?
I've heard mixed reviews.
Did some people like it?
Yes.
But are they people who didn't see the first?
No. The people who saw the first, but I think the whole modern day thing is not sitting well with a lot of people. Like, you know, how it's all, you know.
It's just not the same.
Yeah, it's
the
just not the same.
The OG was great.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm gonna, you just have to watch it, don't you, I suppose?
Yeah, well,
yeah you do.
Make up your own mind. All right, number two.
You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Oh, remember the Titans.
Yeah.
That is, I reckon.
Two from two.
That is up there.
Well, it literally says remember the Titans.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sure.
They remember
the
night they played the Titans.
Gosh, it's great, though. Honestly, one of the best. Could watch that on repeat and wouldn't get sick of it.
That and
great cast too.
That and the what's the basketball one called? It's dropped from my head now.
Coach Carter.
Oh, yeah, those two together.
Far out, they're great.
Double movie, Mike.
I'm so excited now. I don't know why we're not watching any of these, but this has got me in a good mood.
Number three.
Quack 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 quack. Mr. Ducksworth. Quack 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 quack.
Gordon,
quack. Stop. Quack quack quack. Quack quack quack.
These are too
quack,
easy.
Quack 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 quack.
They're not. They're just
quack,
so good. Joshua Jackson.
Yeah, it's the first one. Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
It is.
That's it.
Well done.
Woo.
God,
that's impressive.
Struggling if we didn't get that last one.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely you'd know that.
Do you know what I would put in that category?
What's that?
The Blind Side.
Oh, yeah.
My giddy aunt, isn't that a flick?
Yep.
Sandra Bullock, take a bow.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't she great in that?
What a
emotional roller coaster,
isn't
too,
it?
Isn't it?
Yep. And based on a true story.
Good.
It
so
doesn't
good.
Get much better than that. They don't write them like that anymore.
No,
they don't.
They
just remake the old ones.
Adam from the newsroom, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. And Herbie, look, there's always room for more kindness in the world, isn't there?
Always. Especially with everything going on at the moment, you want to look for those little simple kind acts.
Yeah, and there's a way to get involved for the month of October. It's called Spooktacular, hashtag the kindness challenge. And we've got Michael from Perfect Events. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Now,
I'm very, very happy to be here.
Now, Michael, we love this because there's been a lot of bad in the world of late and people like to point out the negative. So to know that you've got the kindness challenge is so uplifting. What is it all about?
So Spooktacular, hashtag the kindness challenge. It's all about completing 5 acts of kindness throughout the month of October and just sharing that inclusivity, individuality, kindness, education and safety. They're our pillars there. Seem like a lot, but they really do meld into each other really well. So people will pick up, they'll sign up to the website, and they'll get their cute little kit. It's a $13 kindness kit filled with goodies and things like that. And then they're encouraged to pick one of our 2 charities. And all they really have to do is get their friends and family on board and say, hey, I'm supporting Guide Dogs Victoria or My Room Children's Cancer Charity, and can you support me in supporting them?
Yeah.
And I'm going to do 5 acts of kindness for the entire month.
Right. So do they choose the 5 acts of kindness, or is that in the kit they just get given 5 random challenges?
Well, it's a bit of both, really. So
We
highly encourage everyone to pick their own.
Yeah.
But we do provide you with a whole heap of resources of kindness acts underneath each one of our pillars. Yeah,
right, that's cool.
Have you seen some special acts of kindness so far in the challenge?
What I will say is that some of the acts that we've seen, they range from helping mum with the dishes to helping a lady cross the street, being nice to my little brother. That's been a very cute one. But they range in small scale all the way up to large scale. They're really great.
Well, 2 great charities, Guide Dogs Victoria, My Room Children's Cancer Charity. And all I have to do is go to the website, is that right? Spooktacular.com.au and sign up.
That's it. It is a bit of a tricky word. It's spooktacular.com.au. So it's got October hidden in the middle there. So all you've got to do is head to that website and it's $13 and it's just super simple from there.
Which I love that it's only $13 because that's such a small cost and an act of kindness these days. When you see it in the public from someone else doing it, you don't realise how much of a positive effect it's going to have on that other person. But a simple thing of saying, hey, your top looks really nice, can go a long way in someone's day.
I completely agree. I couldn't agree anymore. It's always been one of those age-old sayings, one smile can change the world, and I've kind of personally built my career around that. So to be able to embed this into this campaign is huge. So it's very good to see,
Well, we can hear that smile coming through the phone line, Michael. We really appreciate your time. Spooktacular.com.au. And a big thank you to you, Michael, and the team at Perfect Events.
Thank you so much for having us. I'll leave you with one final little thing. Our little tagline, which is the trick is to pick a cause you like and a treat is knowing you're changing people's lives.
Oh, brilliant, Michael. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I?
Who am I?
All right, Herbie, this is a game where we have to work together in order to name 10 celebrities in under a minute.
That's right, teamwork.
Teamwork.
Get us there, Josh.
It's teamwork, it is. So based off Ben Simmons, one of the biggest Australian exports, you'd say. He's one of the biggest names around the world, really, when you think of basketball.
Well, he's big in basketball. Has he been that great at it of late? Sure. Different question.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he should have been drafted number one anyway.
Okay.
he won Rookie of the Year, but the guy can't shoot. Doesn't make any sense.
And you need to shoot.
You need to be able to shoot. No, he's all right. He's obviously better than us.
His paycheck says so.
But what we're going to do is big Australians that have made it big. So these are mostly just celebrities and actors.
Okay. I'm assuming a lot of them would have first started their career either Neighbours or Home and Away.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really is a stepping stone for a handful of people.
Neighbours more so, I'd think, wouldn't you?
No, well, Chris Hemsworth was Home and Away.
Oh, he was too. For some reason, I thought he was Neighbours. Oh, because he's a Victorian. That's why.
He's, he's Byron Bay.
He is.
They're Phillip Island.
Phillip Island boys.
That's
it. Alrighty.
Anyway, sidetracked.
So, 10 names we have to get through in 1 minute.
Okay. I'm a bit nervous because I get confused with some of the celebs that have gone overseas. Anyway.
You'll be fine. I'll describe. You guess the celebs. We're just going to get them in a minute. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Bridesmaids.
Rebel Wilson.
No.
Oh, I don't know her name.
Good looking one.
Ruth. It's not going to come into me.
Pass. Married to Borat.
Isla Fisher.
Singer. Country music.
Country music. Keith Urban.
Good looking lady married to a Snapchat dude.
Miranda Kerr.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Actress.
Margot Robbie.
Big Knife.
Big Knife.
Yeah.
That's not a knife. That's a knife. What is his name? It's not coming to me.
Pass. Gladiator.
Russell Crowe.
Braveheart.
Mel Gibson.
Memento.
I don't know it.
Oh, we talked about it on the show the other day.
Yeah, I couldn't spell it.
There's a video up at the day.
I couldn't spell it.
Pass it then.
Pass it.
Bridesmaids. Like a flower.
Flower. I know her name. Rose. Rose Hart. No.
Rose Byrne.
Byrne, she's so good in it too.
Paul Hogan was the other one. Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
I said Mel Gibson.
You did. And then Guy Pearce.
We
literally talked about
that. What about Madonna? You know, what are these clues over there?
What do you mean? Madonna? Memento?
Yeah.
The movie. Actor. We literally said it on the show. I said, remember Guy Pearce is in it.
I wasn't listening to that. I was trying to work out how to spell the bloody word and I couldn't do it.
Why are you angry at me?
Because
it's a teamwork thing and we both failed. Jeez.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie, this is where we like to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Stuff
that's been happening in the news, around the office, etc. Things I've spotted.
That's it.
Bring up. For yes. Kicking off with this one. Maximising your annual leave.
Nah, yeah.
I like the idea of this when they give you the dates that match up to public holidays.
Yep.
But I've never really done it.
It never really works out for work, does it?
No. It's a great idea.
Great if you can just take them.
Yeah.
So they're saying how you can take 23 days off and you'll get 54 days.
Geez, that's nice.
That's nice, isn't it? Obviously, but the thing is with that, which is misleading, is it counts the weekends.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all the days I've already got off.
Exactly. I'm not getting paid on that day, am I?
No.
No.
But just so you know, I will be away at Easter.
Okay.
Hiking.
Nah, yeah.
I really like hiking these days. When I was younger, it was a bit more of can we just get to the top already? But now I enjoy it. You take in all the views, everything around you. But as a kid, jeepers, it's not fun.
Isn't it funny? You think you're like, how boring. What a boring hobby.
Such a boring hobby.
You want to walk.
And then you run. Like, you'll run. I'll meet you. I'll be at the top. I'll wait for you. But these days, beautiful. And we're so lucky where we live. There are so many nice tracks.
Doing the Surf Coast track was just incredible. They've got a master plan to bring in 50,000 people to the coast with a proposal that seeks to join the Great Ocean Road Trail and the Surf Coast Walk with an additional 90-kilometre pathway between Fairhaven and Skeens Creek.
I love that. Absolutely love that. I went for a hike not too long ago around Aries, and that was gorgeous.
Oh, it's so stunning.
Keep on going further. Through bring Port Addison, it so on. As
well. Yeah, going the other way to Skeens Creek. That's a long walk. That is a long, long walk. Carrot milk.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
You know where I stand on this because we're on the same page. Nah, bloody yeah. It's delightful.
I've actually got some caramel bars that Kat bought me for my birthday that I'll bring in on Friday.
Oh, really?
But I just thought, well, I can't just pick out every day.
We've had a bit of fun this week.
We have to wait. But how good is it that McDonald's have got the caramel McFlurry? How good!
It was the first thing you and I said to each other today. Stuff, hello, just when are we getting it?
Oh, incredible.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. K-Rock's furthest furlong. So far away. Putting your backside not quite trackside. This Geelong Cup Day at the Sporting Glue. Home of the Spring Racing Carnival.
K-Rock 955.
Yeah, we've just had someone drop out 52232955. All you have to do is work out what's being yelled out down the stretch, Herbie.
That's right. That can be loud areas when you're at the races. So if you can figure out this word... Oh, that was faint.
We will give you some clues along the way, but you'll score yourself, if you do win this, if you go into the draw, a chance to a $500 tab.
That's right, a VIP booth experience for you and three mates, plus that $500 tab. I tell you what, that's just brilliant. Let me just run it. You got a public holiday.
Yep.
Halfway through the week. You're hanging with your best mates.
That's it.
You've got a tab.
It's that easy.
Simple. Can you play it one more time?
Oh, of course I can for you.
Feeling.
I think it starts... Did you say the word? 52232955 if you think you heard it.
I didn't say it.
It started with an F, didn't it?
I didn't say it.
It's a horse racing term.
I didn't
term.
Say it. If you heard me not say the word, give us a call.
It's Herbie and Josh at K-Rock 955. K-Rock's furthest furlong.
So far away. Putting your backside not quite trackside. This Geelong Cup Day at the Sporting Glue. Home of the Spring Racing Carnival.
K-Rock 955.
And we've got Kylie from St. Leonard's. How are you going today?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Kylie. So for you to get in the draw, we're going to play that audio again for you to work out what's being said down the track.
No problem. I'm ready.
If you get this, a VIP booth experience for you and three mates plus a $500 bar tab.
Let's have a listen. Kylie, it's a tough one to get. Any idea?
I think I heard the word Philly.
Philly.
It is. Well done.
Well
Congratulations.
Done.
Congratulations.
And thank you, you heard it through the track, right? Not anyone else.
Through the track. It was really tricky, but I just picked it up. Yes.
Oh, well done. Well done, Kylie. That's good because you said the word on air, Herbie.
Did I?
Yeah, you gave it away. You're into the draw of the Sporting Globe home of the Spring Racing Carnival. It is
fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A video has gone bonkers on TikTok.
Yep.
Millions of views because they've managed to capture a moment which is supposed to be a special moment in someone's life, but it hasn't really worked out that way. So a wedding, that's a big moment in someone's life, you should say, the happiest day.
Well, it's a very important day, isn't it?
You're exactly.
Celebrating the unity of two people getting together, the
exactly.
families coming together.
They're uniting. And so for one lovely couple, it was their 30th wedding anniversary.
That's a bigger celebration than the wedding.
That is great. Well done. And so the wife said to her hubby, how about we celebrate, we sit down and we watch the video of our wedding.
Ah, beautiful.
They gathered the kids around. The kids said, yes, okay, we'll watch it. Don't want to, but we'll do it for you because we love love and we love you. And they were sitting down, put the old video in, and the wedding started. Beautiful. The next thing you know, the wedding stops because Cops comes on.
Oh, no.
And then the next thing you see is the dad, the husband, his head is in his hands because he knows it's him. He knows he's stuffed up. He has recorded over his very own wedding day.
And imagine for such a TV show like Cops, you know, I could imagine the grand final, you know, like 2018, great day, let's record it.
That's it.
Cops just was on every night, wasn't it?
Exactly. It's a daily TV program. It is so good. It is definitely, I've got to say, the most dad thing ever. It's such a dad thing to tape over a video.
And surely you check what's on it first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we're not really using VHSs anymore.
No.
But they were huge.
Back
and
in
recording.
The day, yeah.
Oh, when you're getting the VRS, setting up the time and everything to capture your favourite TV show.
Skip through the ads.
That's it.
It was great.
It was so good. But there's been so many people out there who have made the same mistake and can relate to that dad, which is why we want to know 52232955. What did you tape over?
Yeah, what was it? Was it as big as a wedding?
A wedding, a birth?
Might have been anything, really.
Well, even you just said that you'd like to capture a final. Did they tape over a final?
Imagine that. Or the, you know what were big ones? Where kids plays, like, you know, we're at school.
Yes.
I remember we would have had a heap where mum and dad were just filming it. Everyone had their cameras out.
They're ready for it. But then a year passes and you go, do we really care about little Josh at his year four rehearsal? No, we want to record Cops.
52232955. What did they record over? We'd love to know. Anyone into the draw as well for that A Cut Above Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door. As we said before, anyone that calls the show into the draw for A Cut Above Family Butcher, $150 voucher.
And we want to know right now, 52232955, what did they tape over after a couple has tried to celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary by watching the video of their actual wedding day? They sit down, they're watching their wedding, and then next thing you know, gets cut off because the husband, he's recorded over it back in the day with Cops.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine he'd still be in the doghouse, you'd think. 52232955. What did you record over, Herbie?
But we do have a man that's rushed into the studio. Gibbo, welcome.
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. So you have never seen the end of something, a movie?
It was Mum's video of Beaches.
Great movie. I guess.
Wow. Well, she seemed to think so, and may have put a bit of Hey Hey It's Saturday over the end.
Tell you what, that was huge.
Hey It's Saturday. Time. So you've never seen the end now?
No. It sort of got up to some sort of
like tense moment maybe, and then
Bette Midler's in tears somewhere.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks for that, Gibbo. That's brilliant. 52232955. Did someone tape over something important at home on the VHS tape?
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.